Refugees from Sudan arrive at Chad's border, exhausted and traumatized. Leaving everything behind, their needs are immediate and basic. Food, water, shelter. The people here to help warn there is not enough.
The biggest challenge for us is really to get the resources that we need. That's the key, because without the resource, you can't purchase the food that you need to be brought to the border. The second is really about the time. We really have a short time, first of all, to assist those people, because some of them already crossed with some food, but they don't have any food anymore. And at least, you know, one meal a day is really the basic that we should provide. So time is really essence now.
A serious funding shortfall has meant making impossible choices. The UN is halting programs for hundreds of thousands of other refugees from past conflicts, including Darfur, to help the latest arrivals from Sudan.
These men are working to unload sacks of food that the World Food Program has purchased here locally in Chad's capital. Now, this food will be stored in these warehouses until they are loaded back onto trucks that are then going to be driven all the way across the country to the eastern border. That journey takes about 5, maybe 6 days. That is when the weather is actually good, when the rainy season comes, which is just around the corner. Those mud roads become unpassable. So if this food does not get to where it is needed soon, it may not get there at all.
An acute fuel shortage across the country is also causing serious delays. Jemena's residents say the unrest in Sudan and the crisis at the border will only make things worse.
I would have filled my tank in my own neighborhood if I could, but I can't get any petrol where I live. Most of the gas stations are closed, and those that are open have long lines and are restricting how much fuel you can have. It's not easy, and I don't know how long it'll go on.
Chad may not be receiving the highest number of refugees, but conditions on the ground for them are more extreme. And so, too, are the risks they face. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Jemena, Chad.